Tamara, thanks so much for joining me.
Pleasure, Philip.
Well, first things first, can you tell us a bit about what Buy Nothing New Month is all about?
Easy. So are you familiar with the concepts of Steadfast and Dry July?
Yes.
Where, you know, very, very similar. So during Steadfast and Dry July, people take the month off. They don't drink any booze. They reassess how much do they actually drink, how much do they need it, and what's the impact of their drinking in their life. And most people tend to have a fantastic experience of it. You know, some people find it a bit challenging, but Buy Nothing New Month is very similar to those ideas, but it's just it's inspiring people to think differently about the stuff that we buy. Everything that we buy has an impact. So Buy Nothing New Month gets us to just stop and take stock. Go, do I really need this thing, as you were saying? But to think about all of our stuff, where does it come from? Who made it? What were their working conditions? And really importantly, when we're done with our stuff, where does it go? Like, loads of us don't think about when we throw something away, where actually is away. So Buy Nothing New Month is just, it's a fun way for us to sort of recalibrate how we think about our stuff, how much we really need, and just take it, you know, put a foot on the path of conscious and really thoughtful consumption and just experience all the great, like the independence of financial freedom, all the great stuff that you get when you're not really a slave to consumerism.
What inspired you to start Buy Nothing New Month?
Well, I reckon most of us sort of walk around going, whoa, where did all this consumerism come from? Why are we being so wasteful? And that sort of question in my head just got louder and louder as I sort of progressed through life. You know, as a kid, I remember driving around, you know, in the back of the car at nighttime, particularly, you see all the lights on and all these shops and all the sale signs. And I used to always wonder as a child, where does all this stuff go? Like, what happens to it? And where did it come from in the first place? And then as I got older, I realized, you know, I was more aware of where all the stuff was coming from. It's coming from the beautiful finite resources that we have on our planet. So we're consuming all this stuff as though there's a never-ending supply, but unfortunately there is a finite supply of resources for us to use. But we're also throwing them away as though there's a never-ending pit, of, you know, or a place for us to throw it. So did you know in the UK in 2018, their landfill sites are actually going to be full. They will no longer have anywhere to put their rubbish next year in the UK. So all of these questions had just become much louder in my head, and I thought, wow, what can we do about this that's going to be fun and positive and just show that there's an alternative to this wasteful consumer path that we've sort of inadvertently jumped on? So I had a load of aha moments. I went to India. I was in walking through the slums there in Mumbai, and I saw where a lot of the waste from the West goes to get recycled. Then I went to Antarctica. I learned about climate change and sustainability, and I saw Antarctica, you know, our beautiful, pristine wilderness, and thought, what can I do to be part of, you know, preserving our, you know, the beautiful natural world that we have? And so I created Buy Nothing New Month to get people excited and to show that there's this fantastic alternative for us all, which helps us save money. You know, you get more time on your hands. You just focus differently. Like, you know, if you're not out in the shop buying stuff that you don't need, you know, you save money, you've got more time to do other things. It's also gets us to refocus. Instead of, it's not, you know, spend no money month. It's, you know, you might save a whole lot of money by not wasting it on stuff that you don't need. Then you've got extra money to go and, you know, have a great night out with friends or take your loved one out on an amazing experience. You know, there's a whole way of avenues that we can spend our money that are really joyful and beautiful and not sort of contributing to that wasteful throwaway society.
Mm. Well, you just dropped a statistic in there, or a piece of information rather, about the UK in 2018, which sounds very dire.
Crazy.
Now, is the amount of waste that we're producing getting worse, or how many widespread problems are we looking at, like what's going to happen in the UK in the next few years?
Well, I would say if anyone watched the ABC's War on Waste, if they're interested, check it out. I'm sure it would still be available on iView. I know that they're still doing a great podcast where they go through all of these stats of what we're doing with our waste, particularly food waste is a big deal. Like Aussies, we send a huge amount of beautifully edible food to landfill every year, just insane amounts of edible food, which is crazy when you think about, you know, people are going hungry. There are people who don't have enough food to eat, and then loads of us are just throwing perfectly good food into the bin. But when we throw that into the bin, it doesn't just go to landfill and create, you know, lovely organic compost. It creates methane, and that's a toxic gas. It's worse than the chemical that comes from our car. So by being wasteful with our food, we're not just, you know, wasting the resources that go into that thing. Like, think about an apple. You've got to think about all the stuff that's gone into it, like loads of water, like, you know, the farmer's work to go and pick it, then the petrol to then transport it from here to there, and then the person who puts it onto the shelf and all of that stuff. There's a huge amount of energy and resources that go into all of our stuff. And when we throw, you know, throw that apple into the bin, we're throwing out all of those resources. So it's a really, really big deal that most people are very aware of how wasteful we are being. But the wonderful flip side of it is we can literally just stop it and go, right, I'm going to cut the waste, and it's going to bring much more joy, happiness, contentment to our lives. Because when you get rid of the waste, you get rid of a lot of the clutter in your life. It's a lot about sort of simplifying as well, just kind of looking around at what you've got already and making some easy choices that are going to, you know, make your life better and cut out a lot of the waste.
Well, with that said, Tamara, what advices do you have for people who find it difficult to get around, you know, disposable or throwaway culture that we do have established around us?
I reckon I always find this really interesting because I'm like, well, how convenient is a banana? Like, it's the most convenient food we could possibly get, and it comes beautifully packaged in its own biodegradable skin. I don't think I really, you know, I'm not part of the sort of disposable, you know, certainly not disposable packaged up food industry. Like, this is one of the beautiful side benefits of when you're being really thoughtful around your consumption and cutting out the waste. If you're buying food in a much more natural form, which is better for you, it's usually, you know, we always say, Eric Banner, you know, gorgeous actor, says buy nothing in a packet. Like, to have the body that he had for one of his movies, someone asked him, how did he get it? And he said, well, I ate nothing that came in a packet. That's good for our bodies, but it's great for our environment. And it's, you know, it's just a sort of win-win. And that's a really lovely way of showing what we do to ourselves, we do to our environment. So if we're putting junk, you know, throwing plastic out, you know, and it can end up in the waterways, the plastic goes into the waterways or into the ocean, that's going to come back into us. You know, they're saying that there's plastic now found in the sea salt grains that we're sprinkling on our food. So it's just, a result of the rubbish that we put out there comes back into our bodies. So to answer your question around how do people get around it, just with some thought, you know, yes, it takes some changes, but most of them are really beneficial, simple tweaks that we can make, you know, being a little bit more thoughtful and aware, you know, whether it's packing lunch if you're heading off to work, making something easy that's going to be better for you. It's not, you're not then part of the packaging and the, you know, the takeaway container scenario. It's, you know, you're going to save a lot of money as well, because if you're eating food, you're preparing your own food, that's going to be cheaper for you. So yeah, there's a lot of easy ways to get around it.
Well, there's plenty of options out there. Thanks so much for joining us to tell us a bit about Buy Nothing New Month and what we can be doing to try and help, and the little bit of doom and gloom wisdom you sort of slipped in there as well. I think it's important that we all do, you know, stay aware of just how much damage we are doing in consuming all these resources. So thanks so much for your time, Tamara.
Such a pleasure, Philip. Thanks for having me. And if anyone wants to get on board, just head to buynothingnew.com.au. You can join up. You can do it whenever you want as well. You know, loads of people, once they've done it, a lot of people do it in October, but you can do it whenever you want. And we've found loads of people have then gone on to do more of a, like, Buy Nothing New Month lifestyle and turn it into buying secondhand stuff their default. And, you know, most people have a fantastic experience. They're like, wow, I didn't realise how wasteful I was and what an awesome alternative it is when I'm, you know, when I'm just being more thoughtful around my consumption. And it's just a really sort of freeing, wonderful experience for most people. So get on board, check it out, go to buynothingnew.com.au.
Excellent. Tamara, thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks, Philip.